Итак, нашим семинаром называется работа.
So, our workshop is the topic of our workshop is working in the ten, with the ten, in accordance with the structure of the spiritual world. The ten is a precise reflection of the spiritual structures in our world. They're all built according to the principle of the ten. Therefore, we unite into a ten, ten people in a circle. At the same time, we need to be absolutely equal. What does it mean to be absolutely equal? We don't know. The difference is achieved when every one of us lowers himself with respect to everyone else, because he feels himself the lowest with respect to others, and he listens to what they say, he absorbs what they say. On the other hand, he needs to feel that he's higher, greater than everyone else, and that he can evoke in them a greater aspiration towards the goal. So in this way, by perceiving his friends as greater than him, as he's lower than they are, and then bigger than they are, we come to find this golden middle of equality amongst ourselves. We never argue, we never object. We always accept the opinions of the other nine people. I don't even compare their opinion to what I'm thinking, whether it's correct or incorrect. I have no criticism when I hear the opinion of my friend. I fully agree with what he says, no matter what he may spew. As a result of this discussion between us, it actually doesn't even really matter what we're talking about. But if we desire to feel something, a common shared desire at the center of the group, a shared mutual thought, this mutuality, unity, the kind of unity that in it we would start to feel something higher between us, something deeper, something that exists there, and thanks to our efforts towards unity manifesting there, it is that higher substance that exists in nature. Only we reveal it thanks to our integrality, thanks to our mutual unification against the ego. And this is why we manifest this force of nature, quality of nature. We want it to manifest between us. We want to feel it, and we can do it. I'm being very serious when I say this. Try to answer questions with your feelings rather than with your mind. You're all very smart, you've studied for a long time, but no one needs any of that. Try to express everything through your kli, and the kli is the desire. First question. Why is the goal of creation phrased as, why is the goal of creation indicated or given as the instruction to please the Creator? Why is the goal of creation? So, our goal is to become equivalent in form to the Creator. That's our objective, and this objective is reached when we acquire the ability to please Him. As we develop this ability, we begin to feel how He fills us with pleasure, how He pleases us. So our pleasure is lies, or rather, our pleasure is His pleasure, and His pleasure is our pleasure. That's equivalence of form. We can control whether we're pleasing Him or pleasing us in our qualities, in our ego. So for us, the goal is instead of fulfilling ourselves, pleasing ourselves, it's to please Him. This is how, and this is how we control our state. Next question. If we knew our ego well, if we were very familiar with it, it would follow that by inversing it, we would be able to attain the Creator. So what differentiates the ego from the Creator? Well, what differentiates? They say that there is only the ego and the Creator, two opposite states, the quality of reception and the quality of bestowal. What is their difference? What is the difference between them? What? What the difference between these two qualities are?
If egoism is opposite to the Creator, is it possible to receive the upper world by inverting our own world inside out? Is the question clear? If our world is egoism, we turn it inside out, we would get the upper altruistic world, the quality of bestowal instead of reception. Or will that not work? It's a trick question. Yes, please. But try to reveal it in the center of the group and not in your brains.
In making that inversion, really with the intention.
Yes, apparently we can't reach that world by inverting it. The simplest answer is, shouted from the place, you can't. That's the answer. No, not because it's illusionary, not because it's egoistic, but because you can't have a plus without a minus and a minus without a plus. Here, we call it faith above reason. That it's faith above, going above egoism, not rejecting it, but floating above it. It's like the Creator took something and imprinted himself. He made his opposite form. It's egoistic, but we have to form the opposite. It's like we're floating along. You know, like floating along on a floater going along the top of a wave, and that's how we have to float along in faith above reason. This means the quality of bestowal above the quality of reception. It's printed in our egoism, but we have to go above it all the time. So you can't invert it. No, we have to keep using our egoism. You can't have anything without having two opposing qualities, action and reaction. And between them, there's a measurement. So we can't invert our world only by this method. So why? What am I bringing you towards all the time? To being together with us in Kabbalistic laws. Next, what question can I give you? Maybe
в нет никого кроме него.
And there's none else besides Him. What is the connection with the Creator, adhesion with the Creator? Why is there's none else besides Him attained in adhesion with Him? Why is there's no one else besides him attained specifically with him, in adhesion with him? If we can only do it in opposing qualities, how do I measure there's none else besides him? Apparently, I measure it with respect to some other absolute. Is that right? So why is there's none else besides him attained in adhesion with him? Everybody just add one word, half a phrase, just add to one another and you'll find the answer. Why is there's none else besides him? Why is it attained in as of the upper?
So, there is none else beside him. I attain in adhesion with him because that is when I attain my maximum ego. It is precisely thanks to this maximum ego can I assert that there is none else besides him who has created this ego. Only then can I understand. I reach a point of creation, of birth of my ego. That is why this is the end point in my attainment, and I assert that there is none else beside him other who could have created my ego, or who has created my ego, meaning me. And everything that I attain in this ego, naturally, it's the system of all the worlds and all the things that exist. Next question. How do I transfer my joys and pains from myself onto the Creator? Meaning to stop worrying them, stressing over them. Who am I? Why am I? I don't exist. As we say about Bina, it's Chafetz Chesed. Meaning, it doesn't think about it. She doesn't think about herself. Like a mother towards her children, she doesn't think about her kids, about herself, only thinks about her kids. So how do I transfer joys, pains, everything that I have, everything? So all that would be left is the action that I perform. Like mother with respect to the child, how do I transfer it from myself?
This is like an indicator.
The question really is simple, with the help of the group. Meaning, you cannot transfer from yourself to the Creator if not with this station in between where I transfer all my joys and pains to the group. I have contact, and I'm interdependent with them, and I can work out all of my experiences, my sensations with them, thinking of how do I turn it so that it's to their benefit rather than to my benefit. And then the Creator is revealed in the group, because the Creator himself is a force that needs to be manifested, needs to be revealed in a certain host, and in a material. And the group is that material within which the Creator is manifested. So the group is that host in which the Creator will gradually reveal himself. Only in the group can I transfer all my joys and pains from myself onto something that's outside of myself. And outside of myself, it is only the friends or the Creator, which is the same thing. And now, last question. And management, I apologize. Administrator, the question is, how do we, starting from this moment on, always see the friends around me or those around me as the Creator's shade, his shadow? How do we always look at the world in this way, or at least on what we see here in these days of the Congress when we're together? How do we see ourselves at all times as existing in the Creator's theater. He activates us, He moves us. I'm being seen and being heard, or someone fell asleep, someone else did that. How can I, with the help of my feelings, my connections with others, always strengthen myself in the thought that this is all being presented to me by the Creator, meaning the Creator, this a great director stands behind everything, the Creator. Stage director. How can I find a connection with Him through everything that happens? How do I relate to everyone that this is happening to, and to see the Creator through them? Yeah.